Anyway, I was watching He-Man in my truck.
The animated series or the Dolph Lundgren movie?
Dude, I don't watch Dolph Lundgren movies unless Sylvester Stallone's in it. And that's only one. Well, no, I don't watch the fucking whatever they're called. What are they called?
The what? Oh, the Expendables?
Yeah. Anyway, did you know He-Man is really, really gay?
Extremely gay.
Like, everybody in it is gay.
His best friend is Man-at-Arms.
And he's gay.
Really?
He has a gnarly mustache.
Who's gay, or He-Man or 60s Batman?
Oh, He-Man. Oh, I didn't even say who you said. 60s Batman?
Yeah.
Oh, He-Man. He-Man is... I think, after watching it last night, that He-Man is made by gay dudes, and they're just like, look, let's just have some fun with it.
People are definitely giggling while they were making
it. Yeah, there's gay dudes that are giggling making it. I mean, there are every single man in that. There are sexy women in it as well that are posing as well, but there is at least a fucking man, a muscly man's ass cheek. Every fucking...
His name is He-Man. But his power is manliness.
I said today, it's like Boy George, when he first came out, I didn't know he was gay. So I think when you're a kid, when I watch He-Man cartoons, I didn't think anybody was gay. But Skeletor is like the manliest dude in there, and he's raging. Even fucking Man of War, or whatever his name is, Ramming Dude, is gay.
Even the cat's gay before he turns powerful.
And he's still a big gay kitty. He's not fooling me with his fucking armor on. Wow, bullshit. You are gay.
So you were watching the cartoon version of He-Man? Mm-hmm. Where does that air?
I bought the DVDs. Wow. They were on sale at a toy store for the kids to put in me truck, mate. And now that me radio doesn't work or me stereo, the TV screen does work. So I just... There's no radio or anything, so
can you hear it?
Yeah. He-Man. And they've got flying jet skis.
They do.
They look exactly like jet skis. And they fly around on them.
I don't think anyone watched
He-Man. And He-Man's just a gay dude who gives you gay rules and gay life lessons about brushing your fucking gay teeth. He's very annoying, and he kills people while he's smiling. That's gay.
G.I. Joe gave you life lessons, too. G.I. Joe gave you life lessons, too.
So do I.
Yeah. Well, those shows, I was going to mention that, those shows have a lot in common. A thing that started in the 80s was, after they made cartoons that were so successful they could sell toys because of them, they started making toys, and then they'd make a cartoon to try to sell toys.
Yeah, okay.
That's Hasbro. That's G.I. Joe.
Transformers.
That's He-Man. That's Transformers. That's right. GoBots, which also had a show. Yeah, right. The product came first. That's why He-Man, they had a fucking new friend every 3 weeks.
Right.
Oh, wow, we know Dreadnoughts now. Look at all these Australian guys.
Dreadnoughts. Hey, I think that the movie could be done, because I thought, man, why didn't they make a movie? And then I went, oh, yeah, Dolph Lundgren. It was so bad.
What if
they made a really dark one, Michael?
I bet it's already in the works.
Yeah, that would not surprise me in the slightest.
But it won't be dark. And if it's not really dark, because the only way to not have He-Man be gay is to be really dark to the point where even the hero is sort of like Arnold Schwarzenegger was when he was killing the devil. Remember that, where he was an alcoholic?
Is that End of Days?
At End of Days, yeah.
I'm guessing a new He-Man movie
Should be drunk.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
That's unlikely.
I'm guessing a new He-Man movie would at best be kind of like the Thor movie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Just, you know, a heroic He-Man coming to save the day.
Well, what they would probably do is, like they're doing with this, they made a movie of Battleship. It's like, they want the name, they feel, there's this overriding theory in Hollywood now that there's nothing better than a recognizable name brand. People know what Battleship is, that's better than calling a movie Big Fucking Megaboat.
Yeah.
So now we're calling
it... I
completely disagree. Yeah. I don't think I've ever wanted to see a movie more than Big... What was it?
Big fucking Megaboat?
Big Fucking Megaboat? Holy shit. Well, maybe, just try and stop me to get to the theater.
You know what we should start
to see
doing?
That banger of a movie.
You know what we should really start doing in ellismania.com is what that other company, I forget what they're called, the company that does the knockoffs of popular movies that come out the same week.
Like when they put out Transmorphers the same week Transformers came out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
We should on ellismania...
Big Fucking Megaboat.
Whatever the big movie of the week is, we should have our own, like, 20-second shitty movie.
Big Fucking Megaboat.
Big Fucking Megaboat should come out the same... I'm going to make a note of that.
We'd be putting out Attacked by Wolves this weekend.
Oh!
Well, what we could do is we could look at every movie maybe do one a month. Look at every movie that's going to be number one, figure out why it stinks, and instantly remake it the way it ought to have been.
Yes! Oh, come on, let's do that.
That's a good idea, right? Let's do that.
Big fucking Megaboat starring Raw Dog and Jason Ellis.
Anyway, I saw the preview for Battleship, and it's like it's like Transformers on water. It doesn't matter.
They're not gay.
They're not trying to make it like faithful.
Wait, do the boats like?
I was watching the preview in the movie theater, and I thought it was Transformers 5.
Yes, exactly.
And then all of a sudden, after it all was said and gone, I said, did that just say Battleship?
It sure did. I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. They don't care about... They're not worried about people who are like, fuck, man, I loved Battleship, the game, and I'm pissed that this doesn't remind me
of
the
liked
game.
Battleship, the game.
No, nobody cared. They want...
I like that game. Not enough to see a movie about
it,
though.
Of course. Fucking... Oh, just... fucking... Oh.
What?
Now let's fucking argue about Battleship, you fucking asshole. Definitely defend Battleship on what a great game it is and how fucking entertaining your life has been, you fucking asshole.
You were just watching He-Man in the car yesterday.
He-Man is fucking awesome. And it's gay, and when you appreciate it for its gayness, you can fucking really get into it. It's so funny. There's bent over dude ass in it all the time.
You realize Battleship is just a kid's version of Bingo.
Yeah, you realize that?
No, there's more strategy to it.
Oh, no!
Because there's
doing
different
it.
Ships of different sizes, and you have to guess when you get a hit, whether it's part of the battleship or like the summer.
Don't get roped in, don't get roped
it's
in.
It's a kid version of Bingo. My point is that people go, oh, Battleship, I've heard of Battleship, but then when they get there, they don't have any expectations, so they could just make it a big Transformers ripoff, which is to say, if they made a He-Man movie, it would just be another Thor. Because they wouldn't care about people who saw the cartoon or whatever. They would just be like, oh, He-Man, I've heard of that. Like, I didn't see the A-Team movie, but I bet that... Well, maybe that one was kind of faithful to the TV show. But
A-Team was gay.
I'm sure it was.
Sorry. A-Team was lame.
I can actually explain the...
And A-Team, the TV show, was lame as well.
I can explain how terrible the Masters of the Universe, which is the He-Man movie, what it's actually called, why it was so terrible.
Because Dolph Lundgren was in it, that's why.
No, there's a bigger problem.
He's too tall and lanky.
I own it on DVD. It's so fucking hilariously bad that I own it. What happened is the company that was making it went out of business while they were making it, and it was like halfway or two-thirds of the way done, and some other dude just came along and was like, I'll buy what you have and just film some shit to finish it.
What?
And then we can poop it out. That's what happened with that movie.
No way.
Yeah.
So there really is a chance for that to be a cracker.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, like I said, is taking the dark... I mean, the only way to make that... Because it's people who've watched He-Man. You're not like a He-Man comic fan. You're a He-Man... You watched He-Man when you were a kid, like I did.
Right.
So you just want to see the movie and you're old. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is. I feel like if you're a dude and you grew up watching He-Man on TV and you got a He-Man action figure and now you're a man and you're married and you pay taxes and shit, do you want to see fucking Dark He-Man knee someone in the face?
Right. Just
Am
like
I wrong?
Just like Batman.
Yeah.
The answer to making a good Batman with movies.
Yeah, like Batman,
right,
gay Batman didn't do that well. Not Dark Batman did well.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, sometimes people want the gritty reboot, like what happened with the Batman movies, and sometimes people just want a straightforward, you know, heroic action movie.